From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Compared to its neighbors, Thailand has done well in raising living standards and providing health care and education. But a gruesome discovery is triggering a national debate there and calls for reform of Thailand's laws banning abortion. 2,000 dead fetuses were found in a Buddhist temple, revealing a problem with illegal abortions. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Bangkok.
Saffron-robed Buddhist monks recite prayers at Bangkok's Wat Pai Nern, or silver bamboo temple. Stone statues of pudgy infants with their eyes closed stand in the temple yard and Buddhists pat and caress them. More than 95% of Thais practice Buddhism, which considers abortion a sin. As a special event to make merit for the souls of the 2,002 fetuses, this ceremony has been organized according to the spirit of the Four Sublime Attitudes, intones senior monk Praracha Damawati. The four attitudes are loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Police discovered the dead fetuses on November 16th after neighbors complained about the odor coming from a mortuary at the back of the temple. Temple spokesman Monk Samprasong Panyawachiro says the temple's monks knew there was a mortuary at the back, but it was managed by a temple-appointed caretaker, so the monks seldom went back there.
The temple's administration had no knowledge of the fetuses beforehand. I can assure you that the monks here in the temple were never aware of them, and it was not the temple's intention or aim for things to happen like this.
Police arrested two intermediaries who said they were paid to take aborted fetuses from illegal abortion clinics and deliver them to the temple's mortuary where they awaited cremation. The scandal has also sparked a crackdown on illegal abortion clinics. Thailand has thousands of small private clinics, and Health Ministry official Taret Kratsanai Rawiwong says the government can't police them all.
Just only a government agency, we cannot deal with the problem. We cannot inspect all. We urge the people to inspect for us also and tell us. If there are some complaints, we have a lot of team to inspect. And if you recall, we shut down.
Taret says health officials inspected 25 clinics around Bangkok in the wake of the scandal, but shut down only one. Many Thais are calling for the reform of their country's abortion laws. Abortions are banned in Thailand except when the pregnancy results from rape, jeopardizes the mother's health, or when the fetus is deformed. Democrat Party lawmaker Satit Pitotecha plans to introduce legislation making it easier to get an abortion. He argues that this will reduce social problems and crime.
The existing laws do not take into consideration a woman's age, financial status, and readiness for motherhood. The discovery of these fetuses shows that there are a lot of young women in our society who are not prepared to be mothers and who want an abortion. I think they should have safe options and alternatives that they can choose of their own free will.
A recent poll here found that 47% of respondents saw abortion as an individual right of those who can demonstrate they need to have one, and most of the respondents supported changing the laws. Prime Minister Apisit Wichachua, though, disagrees. He says Thai abortion laws are adequate and don't need to be amended, and the Buddhist establishment is also against such change. At the Silver Bamboo Temple, the ceremony continues with music from a traditional Thai orchestra. At the mortuary out back, Buddhists show their sympathy for the dead, laying out little cartons of milk, fruit, and toys, all for the aborted babies to enjoy in the afterlife. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.